SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As storm survivors struggle to get the basics, the search goes on for the missing amid the devastation from Hurricane Helene. Sherry Brown lives in Augusta, Georgia.
It's awful, and we hadn't even been able to get out of our driveway. Our car is blocked in behind the tree, and it has been, we run around, we got coolers, we filled them with water, and that's what we use them for, our water.
Today, President Biden will visit the Carolinas. While back in Washington, House Speaker Mike Johnson says that Congress has authorized disaster relief funds for an immediate response.
Johnson noted a replenishment of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's disaster relief fund was included in the three-month stopgap government funding bill that Congress passed and that President Biden signed into law last week. Johnson's comments come a day after President Biden said that he may request that Congress return from recess to pass a supplemental relief bill, saying that his, quote, expectation is to ask for more money to fund Helene relief efforts.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Also at SRNnews.com, if you were looking for fireworks, last night's vice presidential debate might have been a disappointment. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in New York.
The tone of the J.D. Vance-Tim Walz debate was strikingly polite and respectful in the polarized environment of the 2024 campaign.
I've enjoyed tonight's debate, and I think there was a lot of commonality.
I think that Governor Walz and I actually probably agree that we need to do better on this.
But the friendly discussion did not shy away from sharp differences between the two campaigns on a host of issues, including guns.
We unfortunately have a mental health crisis in this country.
Sometimes it just as the guns.
Instead of aiming their attacks at each other, the two VP hopefuls went after each other's running mates. Greg Clugston, New York.
On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures down 85 points. The NASDAQ futures are off 22 points. This is SRN News. A college volleyball team draws a line.
The women's squad at Boise State has decided to forfeit a game rather than play a team that includes a man. Idaho Governor Brad Little says the school did the right thing in opting not to play San Jose State, sending out a message on X that reads, quote, "We need to ensure player safety for all our female athletes and continue the fight for fairness in women's sports." A growing number of women's sports organizations are coming out against males on female athletic teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Judaism's High Holy Days coming at a difficult time for Jews around the world. This year, the midpoint of the 10 days spanning Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is October 7th, one-year anniversary of the Hamas attack. It killed 1,200 Israelis. For Jews in the U.S., past year has been challenging in many ways. There's been a surge in anti-Semitic incidents, and many college campuses have been racked by divisive pro-Palestinian protests. This is SRN News. Big oil spells a big investment for one small South American country.
Officials say France's Total Energies and U.S. hydrocarbon company, APA Corporation, plan to invest $10 billion to extract oil off the coast of Suriname. Total Energies says it expects first oil by mid-2028 with an anticipated production of 220,000 barrels a day. The so-called Grand Morgue project focuses on an offshore area believed to contain some 700 million barrels of oil. It's the largest investment in Suriname's history. Bob Agner reporting.
Walmart employees and their dependents being offered expanded cancer treatment with Mayo Clinic doctors through the retailer's insurance plan. The nation's largest private employer says covered employees diagnosed with most types of cancer will be able to get a second opinion from the Mayo Clinic, and then they will be able to travel to the clinic for treatment if need be. More details at SRNnews.com.